Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
First, girl, I got to say thank you so much for giving us a call here at the 680 News Studios. I don't know if you remember me or not, but you brought down your ladies' hair several times down here into Toronto, and I had a chance to interview them. And every time I do, I always try to make mention to you. I don't care who you bring down, girl. I think you're more gorgeous than the rest of them.
Just girls that are hot, and well, talent definitely is an important one in there, in my world.
Yeah, but girl, I'm telling you.
But you're talking about mainly right now. You're talking about Girlicious, right?
I'm talking about you, better looking than any girl that you bring into the band.
No, there you go. Okay, well, thank you. That's the only reason I called in.
I'm serious, girl. Look.
Well, you know what? It's definitely something that I work on every day, and I like to inspire my fans and everyone, really, just all women and people, just in general. You know what I mean? That, like, you can look great, and, you know, as long as you take care of yourself and work out. Really, main reason why I did this video, and you know, it's not something that, like, you just wake up every day and go, you know, it's like I don't ever wake up and go, oh, I feel perfect, you know what I mean? It's just like every day I wake up, got to get out of bed, got to, you know, put on the, you know, some cute jeans, and you know what I mean, and go work out, and you know.
Something I had a chance to. I was lucky enough to get the DVD before Christmas. And I watched it, and I thought to myself, wow, this, you know, I love the setup, I love the colors, I love, you know, the look on the young ladies who are part of this. I mean, this is really a pussycat doll kind of feel to everything. The second that you put that in and it's on your TV screen.
Thank you. Yeah, you know, I wanted it to feel, obviously, like, you know, everything that I've done and very much like Pussycat Dolls. But, I mean, I also wanted, you know, I wanted it to feel fun and colorful and all of that and like our music videos because, you know, the whole thing is me teaching the choreography, the original choreography from, you know, the videos and everything. And I wanted people to kind of get a feeling of what that is like, you know, to be a Pussycat Doll, to dance like a Pussycat Doll. To have the vibe around it with the sets and all that. A lot of that stuff is original pieces that we used from our music videos that I own. And I wanted them really authentic, you know what I mean? And not make it like every other workout DVD out there because a lot of them, you know, are the same. They, you know what I mean? It's like, they're either on a beach or they're in a studio or, you know, and I just wanted to make it feel like a show, you know what I mean? Because that's what everyone really responds to. You know, I mean, today is all about, you know, people love Dancing with the Stars and So You Think You Can Dance and all those shows. And they, you know, everyone loves that sort of show kind of feeling. But at the same time, I wanted to make sure that everyone knew that they were working out while they were doing this, that they were getting a great workout.
But it's not just a great workout, and something you mentioned a little bit just like a minute earlier, which I also thought to myself too, this is great. If anybody ever thought that they had, you know, two left feet, trust me, after you've done this video a couple of times, I guarantee you, you go into the club, you'll be doing the same damn thing.
Exactly, because, you know, that I had that very much in mind when I was doing this. It was like, you know, there's a few different things, that, you know, approaches that I had to this. One was, this is, you know, this is sort of like a private dance class, if you will. It's like, you know, you can, instead of going into a dance class, it's so hard for anyone who's never had dance training to go and take dance class because it's so intimidating. It's like, you know, you go in and you immediately want to walk out, but you want to run out because, you know, it's something, you know, you haven't had that training. And so I wanted to do something you could do in the comfort of your own home, in the privacy of your own home. And eventually, once you get these steps, then it's true. You can go out to a club and you can just, you know, you can rock it, you know what I mean? It's like, and you can hold on to these, and you can, the better you get the steps, the more you get, you know, the more you learn the choreography, the more you can kind of like tweak it and kind of turn it into your own style. And you can see when you watch the girls and watch all of us, we all do it a little bit different. You know, like when you watch me and Nicole together, we do it, we have different styles, but we, you know, that's just from working so hard. I mean, we do work hard, and it is a commitment, you know? So it's, but I'm getting such great feedback from people saying that they are actually learning it, that it's like, you know, because a lot of these dance DVDs are hard to learn, you know.
That's what I want to get into also, because the other thing I kind of thought to myself too was, could this video, workout video, be intimidating? Because, I mean, let's face it, all the young ladies who are on it are absolutely stunning. Could it be intimidated for people?
You know what? The thing is, I mean, I know that, you know, I've thought long and hard about that too, because, you know, when people look at the just the cover, you know, when they say, like, you know, don't judge a book by its cover, it's like, in this one, it's sort of like, judge it and don't judge it. Because when you see it, I feel that it should be inspiring. I feel that, you know, when you look at my body, you know, I mean, my body, you know, I've worked so hard, and you know, if I didn't do anything, I would look different, you know, and I work out so much. I take dance class. I stick with it. And, you know, and I'm not the same age as those girls, but my body is exactly the same. You know what I mean? And it's like, so I wanted to show that, and I want to inspire women and inspire just people that they can do it if they just have a little bit of, you know, you have to have that willpower. You have to, and, you know, eating the right food and all that goes along with it. But I think that, you know, I hope that people don't find this intimidating in the way that, you know, just, well, the girls, they look too hot and I'll never look like that. No, not true. You know, everyone has a different type of body. Everyone, I always say, kind of, you know, love what you've been born with and just, I always say love your handles and just tighten them up. You know what I mean? It's like, and that can go with everything. It's just about just making yourself better and better every day, you know, and you can always, there's always a starting place. You can all, you know, I just say never give up.
Now, I keep mentioning about the beautiful young ladies who are there on the screen with you. Can you mention the names, too, for folks, so folks know that a little bit of celebrities hanging out on this one?
Yep. Well, you know, Nicole from the Pussycat Dolls makes, a guest appearance, which is so much fun to have her on there. And you know, she's so inspiring. And she really, I mean, I hope people out there know that, you know, yes, when you look at her, she's so beautiful, but the girl works, you know, so hard. She's really one of the hardest working women I know that I've ever met. And that's, you know, why she is good at what she does and, you know, great at what she does. And then we've got Christina Sayers from Girlicious, which was very exciting that we were able to bring her in on this. She's, you know, I found her on the TV show and just, she was someone that was so special to me back then when I found her. She was, you know, 18 years old, and just like, I just knew that there was something about her that was, she just had that spark. She had that lightning in a bottle, you know, and I wanted to, you know, I'm so proud of Girlicious, and they're doing so well right now. We're getting ready to do a music video next week. We're so excited for Over You, the new single. And so having Christina there was so much, you know, she's so fun and she's so talented and just to be a part of this, I wanted to bring in some different girls from around, you know. And then there was Jamie also. Jamie is from the Girlicious, from the second season of our TV show, and she obviously didn't make it into Girlicious, but she was someone that I, you know, obviously loved, and she was great, and now here she is. I hope it's also an inspiring message to people out there that, you know, I found Jamie on the TV show. I didn't choose her to be in Girlicious, but here she is now in my Pussycat Dolls workout video and hung in there all this time. And I she's in the Pussycat Dolls Lounge Review, which is my touring group. It's separate from the Pussycat Dolls, the band. So I've got a few different Pussycat Dolls groups. I've got the, you know, the Pussycat Dolls Las Vegas girls from Caesar's Palace here in Las Vegas. I'm actually in Las Vegas right now, so here in Las Vegas. And then, you know, I've got also the girls that tour and do all different kinds of, you know, amazing events. And so Jamie, you know, she's so beautiful, and she is the perfect Pussycat Doll, so that's why I put her in there. And then got a girl named Jersey, who I love, and she's also from the Pussycat Dolls Lounge Review, Burlesque Review. And Jersey is someone that has been in my world for a long time, and she's so professional. She's just one of those, like, she's so, you know, you want to dance next to her always, because she's so, you know, the way that she does it, it makes you feel like, oh my God, like I want to dance like her, you know. And she's beautiful, and she's just such a sweet girl. And then this girl named Jenny, who's actually was new, and I brought her into the Pussycat Dolls Lounge Review. And she's someone that was just, to me, just a fresh, all-American, blonde, beautiful girl that I just was like, you know what, I took a chance on her, and of course, she was incredible and, you know, works perfectly within the Pussycat Dolls workout. So I'm really lucky. I feel really great about the group that was able to come in and do this with me and support me, and, you know, and they've been so supportive, and it was really fun, and it was great seeing Nicole with them too, because everyone got along so well, and it was really great.
Two more questions before we go, because I know you have a busy schedule. One, I know we're looking at women on this. Guys can do this too, right?
Oh, absolutely. This is for guys. I mean, you know, my brother Jonathan, you know, he's the hairstylist guy to the stars. And Jonathan called me and he goes, "Rob," he's like, dude, Jonathan's like, he's a dude, and a lot of guys out there that know Jonathan, they know this guy Jonathan is a man. And he was like, "I've been doing it," and he's like, I'm getting in such good, he's getting in really good shape, and he's actually been doing it. And I'm hearing this from so many different guys that it's like, because a lot of the choreography is hip-hop inspired, so there might be a couple of moves where, you know, the bite it, step it, push it, slap it. I don't know if guys want to do that. You know, maybe certain guys, but you know, a lot of guys, maybe they just go, okay, I'm not going to do the burlesque section. But there's other sections that are great for guys, and even just in the warm-up, and it gets very cardio, get your heart rate up. And, you know, I mean, I definitely think that this is perfect for guys too.
Last question, will there be another workout video, do you think?
There will 100% be another one and another one and another one. I plan to do a series of Pussycat Doll workout videos by Robin Anton very soon. We'll be shooting another one soon. So, you know, I I've got so many ideas, and now it's great too, because I hear feedback, and even you talking about guys, you know what I mean? It's like I want to make this for everyone always. And, you know, not just women, you know, and not just, you know, I want to open this up to the world. So I've got amazing ideas for this, for the next ones to come. So there will definitely be more.
Fantastic. Girl, I'm hoping you guys are going to be coming to Toronto soon.
I love Toronto. I mean, seriously, we've got so much going on right now, especially, you know, I mean, we've got Pussycat Dolls, album 3, coming. We've got, you know, Nicole's in the studio right now, you know, working hard. We've got her singing, and it's really exciting, and got a lot of new things coming up with the Pussycat Dolls people are going to see. Then, you know, Girlicious obviously is rocking and rolling, so I'm really, really excited about that. And so we'll be out there for sure. I mean, I love Toronto so much. It's just Canada has been so good to me and to the girls and the TV show. And, you know, I just want to say thank you so much to Canada for being so supportive. And, you know, I love it there so much, and I will definitely be there. I'm going to probably be spending a lot of time there coming up soon. So
looking forward to that. Girl, I got to tell you this very, very quickly. When you guys were up here as the opening act for Britney Spears, I was at the show to review it. And the next morning when I was on live here at 680 News, my morning show announcer, Paul Cook, says to me, "Come on, Rudy. So who you thought was better, Pussycat Dolls or Britney Spears?" And I said, "Man, you can't put me on the spot." And he said, "Yeah, I'm going to." I said, "Honestly, I would rather have watched the Pussycat Dolls, because I thought they stole the show."
Thank you so much. I mean, you know what? A lot of people have said that, and I mean, I love Britney, and I definitely am. I'm a big fan, and she's such a good girl. You know, I think a lot of people that don't know her don't realize that she has a really good heart, and she's a good person, and she's talented. And, you know, I thought her show was amazing. But it's funny that people say that because of the energy and the, you know, we didn't have anything. We didn't have the sets. We just got up there and we were just raw. We were like, this is it. You know what I mean? Like, you're just going to see choreography and costumes and staging and the girls, and that's it. You know what I mean? And I think that because of that, and because people seeing how incredible it was, it was like, wow, like, it's almost like, wow, you don't even need to see all this other stuff around, you know?
Yeah,
I was so happy about that. That was, to me, you know, those were definitely the best shows, you know, that we've ever done.
No, absolutely. When it comes to the Pussycat Dolls, they are such old school. It is incredible. And you're absolutely right when you say they don't need this. So don't get me wrong. I mean, I enjoyed the Britney Spears show and everything else, too. I just, when it was compared from one to the other, I had to say I would rather watch the Pussycat Dolls performance because it was just bam, bam, bam. I loved every second of it.
Wow, thank you so much. Seriously, that means a lot to me, and I'll definitely hold on to that.
Oh, thank you. And, girl, get down here in Toronto soon because I want to be able to do another interview with you, but I want to do it one-on-one, please.
Let's do it, for sure. I promise. You know what? I'm going to be there soon, honestly. Like I said, we've got so much going on that is Canadian involved. So not to mention, you know, everything right now going on with Girlicious. So I'm really excited to get down there, and I will definitely come into your studio and do a one-on-one for sure. So get the DVD, learn the choreography, and I'm going to quiz you.
You got it, girl. That is a promise because it's actually in my DVD player as we speak.
I love it. Okay, that's awesome.
Thanks a lot, girl. Take care.
All right, thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.